Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
And just wanted to add a little quick frequently asked question to today's podcast, just to make sure you guys know exactly what you can get done, as well as obviously the stuff that you know about when it comes to working with me. I also want you to know that there's also something that's available for those of you who already have your own agents, people that you work with already. So the question I was asked this week was, can I work with my own listing agent and still be featured on your podcast? The answer is yes. What happens here is it's called a referral agreement. You can have the agent, you can explain this to the person that you might be working with. And what happens is it means you can have your own realtor and me working together for the best result for you. And this is obviously all done before any paperwork is signed. So just reach out to me, realestatepodcastshow.com. I'll explain all the details, make sure that it's all very clear. The best part is it doesn't cost you a cent more. The best part is you don't pay anything extra. Your realtor and I split the commission. 70% for them, 30% for me. Those numbers are not negotiable. I don't do it for less and I won't ask for more. So it's a win-win situation and you get featured on my podcast too. Again, make sure you talk to me before you sign any paperwork or get anything started. Of course, it won't work if all parties are not agreeing to what's in your best interest. And this is one of those solutions that I've come up with over the years that allows you to still have your listing agent that you might be working with, but you're also getting me involved in the cooperating aspect of things. And it's a really, really great idea because no one else besides me can have your property on my podcast. Thanks again.
Good morning. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Coming to you live on a fall morning, beautiful fall morning, last day of September. For a lot of reasons, it's a very good day to set up your next set of life goals, not just for Q4, which is the October to December time period of the year. If you follow the 12-week planning guidelines, that would basically be your final 4 weeks, for your final 12 weeks of the year, obviously October, November, December. So I want to make sure that you're doing it right, and I want to make sure that you're leveraging every possible situation that you can in life to make sure that you're getting the most out of your relationships. So I ask you this question, and I would love for you to talk back to the device like I did growing up in my Italian family, where everyone yelled at the TV, especially during soccer. Still happens, I'm sure. But I want you to ask yourself and answer is this question. What has your realtor done for you lately? Are they the person you call only when you're moving? Maybe you get that regular monthly email or something in the, something in the mail that may or may not be of any value. Could be a pre-scripted newsletter, etc. What have they done for you this year, especially those of you with small businesses who have gone through, let's just say, hell, making your, trying to keep your business going, and some are worse, some have had it way worse than others. So for me, I'm blessed with so many amazing clients that have stood by me, that have supported me, people who have bought and sold anyways, even over the last few months during the times where you wouldn't think anybody would. So I want to say thank you to you guys for that. But I also want to say to those of you who haven't connected with me yet, is that the reason I started this podcast is to have a voice for us. So for those of you who want to to have your messages shared, like your small business messages, what you guys do, your stories. I need to know what they are. And when I work with you and when we commit to each other on a relationship, not just a transaction-based relationship. And if you're okay with that, then this podcast probably isn't for you. But if you're looking for something that is based on a relationship that exceeds any transaction, then I really want you to connect with me and let me know what I can do for you. Because to just be getting the moving services, buying and selling, just to get, I guess, the basic services out of your realtor is fine if that's good enough for you. But why not get the actual, you know, why not get the added bonus of being featured on my podcast, being a regular contributor in whatever it is you do? By working with me, by committing to that, we're able to do stuff together. I'm able to know who you are and actually even share your stories with more people because of your loyalty. I can actually tell people what you do even when you're not there, aside from the podcast. So that's a big part of what I do differently. And that's why I don't feel at all like when I'm helping someone move, I feel like I'm easily worth twice the cost it would be to hire me, would still be a value. So that's what I want to bring to the table every single time. Whether I've worked with you for the last 20 years, and some of you I have, and others that I'm just meeting this week for the first time to introduce to this new way, this new gold standard of making sure that your property and your soul stories are being told on the highest level possible, on the biggest stage possible, which for me, with this podcast stage, I've had over 36,000 podcast downloads. Okay, that might not sound like a lot, but if you imagine a stadium full of people, that's more people than fits in the Scotiabank Arena, used to be the Air Canada Centre. So that's a big ass amount of people. It's a lot of people that have heard my shows and all kinds of shows. Everything from real estate-based, small business-based, musicians I've interviewed, people on Netflix I've interviewed, like a lot of different variety. And I want to make sure that you guys are part of that experience. So make sure that we connect sooner than later, hopefully even before the next quarter starts. And whether you're thinking about moving now or not for, you know, a few years, that's fine with me. Absolutely not necessary that you move now. What's necessary is that the relationship starts now and we connect on things. And if we can connect on things now, then we'll already be in a position together at that time to make something really good happen. Thanks for tuning in.